Welcome. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on this, the Monday version of Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the show. Also, don't forget, email seth.mila at wsau.com. All right, there are times when we have very intricate subject matters on this program, and it would be, I've had feedback from individuals say, hey, I'd kind of like a heads up so that I have some time to think about my questions, think about what I'd like to say, think about what I'd like to contribute. Aside from, you know, Tom just comes up with stuff off the top of his head.
Mm.
And so I thought I would honor that request this morning. When we come back from Thanksgiving, I know that this may be a little unusual. Say, well, what do you mean Thanksgiving? That's a week and a half away. Yeah. When we come back from Thanksgiving, we're going to be talking to a representative of the state's attorney's office here in Marathon County about child predators. We're going to talk to this individual about what kind of sentencing is happening, what kind of crime do we see in our area, what is the most prevalent, do we have child predators more than in other areas, do we have a problem with production of child porn and predatory behaviors and so forth in our area, and then we'll also get into the issue of, do we try to deter? Do we punish? Are the individuals that commit these crimes able to be rehabilitated, etc.?
And that's you've already made it clear on this program you would kill them.
Some categories of them, absolutely. And I should, in all seriousness, make that definition clear because yes, I have. I make no bones about it. If you are an individual who molests, sexually assaults a child, then you deserve life imprisonment. I would like to see you put to the death penalty, but I'm going to be lenient and say if you participate in the molestation of a child, then you deserve life imprisonment. No chance of parole. You are locked up and the keys thrown away, and society never has to deal with you again. If you are involved in the production and distribution of child porn, death sentence. If you make it, if you produce it, if you distribute it, death sentence. Now, you are arrested, charged, tried. If convicted, because it's a capital case, you get a one appeal. You get to have one appeal to make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, but that appeal has to be filed within 30 days. If you lose that appeal, you're cooked within 90 days, and I want them to bring back old Sparky.
Even if you were elected governor of the state of Wisconsin, we don't have the death penalty here.
You'd that
have
to can get, be changed.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Can
very
be changed.
Difficult to change it, but yeah.
That can be changed.
I don't think it would, but.
That I'm telling you right now, man, there is no criminal on this planet that deserves the death penalty more than the predators that go out, seek, manipulate, and produce this kind of filth. And this is the type of thing that I am going to talk to this representative about, okay, what can we do to bring back the death penalty for this type of scum? Do we have a problem like that in our community? Do we have people that are doing this?
I don't think those people have ever faced the death penalty.
Well, they should. They absolutely should. And here's the thing I've got to ask. Who is going to say, no, they shouldn't have the death penalty? Who is going to say, no... No, that's too harsh. They've destroyed a human life. They've destroyed the relationships that are going to happen. They've caused irreparable mental and physical harm to these individuals. They deserve,
No one is suggesting they shouldn't be heavily punished, mm-hmm. but there are those who just morally object to the death penalty on its face for any crime, even murder.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Now, that I can understand if you don't think it's right on a moral judgment. I understand. I'm not one of those. Not only do I think the death penalty should be enacted, but I'm not kidding. Bring back the electric chair. Bring back old Sparky. Put him in there. Strap him in. Put the wet sponge on top of their head. Roll on one and let it happen. And I'll do it. If they are convicted of those type of crimes.
If you were in a medieval village, you would volunteer to be the executioner?
I don't look good in a hood, you know? And the axe is kind of big. So, but no, I don't have any sympathy for that type of individual because of the damage that they create and they cause. Let me give you an example of a case that may just kind of make your blood boil a little bit. This individual was accused of forcibly raping a 13-year-old girl. This happened about 10 years ago. Limestone County, Alabama, is where this happened. Judge James Woodruff handed down jail terms of 20 years for forcible rape and 10 years each for two second-degree rape charges to run concurrently for Austin Clem, who was 25 years old. Instead, at the end, when all was said and done, he then suspended those sentences. This happened, let's see here.
Do you have a reason?
This individual was 18 at the time that the crimes occurred. His victim was 13. The reason, he says, is that at the following the crime, now, the victim did not come forward until about a year and a half, 2 years ago, because of threats of bodily harm and more assault from Clem. But Clem apparently went through some type of program from the Department of Youth Services, sex abuse counseling, that kind of thing. So the judge in the case instead gave Clem three community corrections sentences of 2 years plus 3 years of supervised probation to be carried out concurrently. In other words, if this guy follows the rules, he will not go to jail at all. At all. After he is convicted of raping a 13-year-old girl for a period of time. It's inexcusable. That's inexcusable. The judge says that he believed that the sentencing that was called for was too harsh. He says Clem did go through a program. He was sent to the Department of Youth Services for a sex abuse case that occurred. This is a case with two sides to the coin. There are two sides, and it is clear the evidence was not clear and convincing. I'm sorry, but when you have an individual that sexually assaults a 13-year-old child, jail term has to be mandatory. It absolutely has to be. So the reason I bring this up is that I'm going to let you know when this program will happen, when we're going to dedicate the feedback program to this issue. One, I need you, if you don't mind, think of the questions, the issues that you want to have addressed. What are the things that you want to know? What are the issues that you want to be addressed by the representative of the state's attorney's office? These are the things that you can be prepared for. Also, if you'd like to email that stuff in, that's fine. But also to get you mentally prepared for a very difficult program. All right, that's going to be coming up in the near future. We're going to take our first break when we come back. I've got a few other things that we need to talk about today. But, of course, it is open for you. 715-845-2155 is the phone number right here on Feedback. WSAU. We'll be right back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Okay. All right. Allow me to now give you an example of what is happening. Let's go back in time just a little bit. 1973, appropriately, the American Psychiatry Association, American Psychiatric Association, declassified homosexuality from its list of mental disorders. That's right. Up until 1973, the APA, American Psychiatric Association, classified homosexuality as a mental disorder. Now, recently, a group of psychiatrists have held a symposium, and they are proposing a new definition of pedophilia in the Diagnostic and Statistics Manual of Mental Health Disorders of the American Psychiatric Association. And what do you think that redefinition might be? They are going to say that pedophiles are now minor attracted people. The organization's website states that this purpose is to help mental health professionals learn more about attraction to minors and consider the effects of stereotyping, stigma, and fear. Not stereotyping, stigma, and fear of the victim, no, of the pedophile. In 1998, the APA issued a report claiming that the negative potential of adult sex with children was overstated, and that the vast majority of both men and women reported no negative effects from childhood sexual abuse experiences. I'm going to stop right there. That is an evil lie. There is not one person who has been assaulted as a child sexually that says their life has not been altered negatively and dramatically. Not one. And what makes it worse is pedophilia has already been granted protected status by the federal government. Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Of Hate Crimes Prevention Act lists sexual orientation as a protected class, but it doesn't define the term. Now there is a group of psychologists that are coming forward, psychiatrists rather, that are saying that pedophilia, the pedophile, is a sexual orientation, and that that sexual orientation is a protected class just as is homosexuality. In other words, you are not allowed to discriminate against homosexuals in the workplace. Pretty soon, they want the same and equal protection for pedophiles in the workplace. So, if you have, I don't know, a daycare, children's organization, something of that nature, you cannot do a background check and then eliminate this individual from a potential employment because he's a pedophile, because that might become a protected class. That's disgusting. There are some very significant differences in these two issues, and we're going to take that up very, very quickly, very briefly, but it is significant. There is a difference between consensual acts amongst adults and the predatory acts of an adult on a minor. Significant, significant differences. Does that seem to play into this at all? Does anybody have any modicum of common sense in this circumstance at all? What the hell? We'll talk about that when we get back. Of course, if you'd like to throw in on the conversation, 715-845-2155. When we get back, I want to discuss the differences between these two classifications. And then I got to find something lighthearted to talk about, or my head's going to explode.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.